In the name of the Father who created us, the Son who redeemed us, and the Holy Spirit who sanctifies us.
Amen.
Have you ever tried to get ready to set out on your trip, only to be interrupted over and over again? It can be very frustrating as the deadline approaches and some pressing need grabs our attention. There always seems to be 100 things to do when we are about to leave. The gospel lesson today for us was just such a time for Jesus. He is setting out on a journey and is stopped by a man with a pressing question. How tempting it must have been for Jesus to push the question aside, or to tell the man that he should listen more carefully as he spoke. After all, there were other villages and other people waiting for Jesus. But Jesus, in his usual caring way, stopped and dealt with the man before him. Unlike our world, which is too often caught up in numbers and things, Jesus saw each person as a precious creation of God. We can imagine that the man had perhaps been listening to Jesus teach. Why else would he have bothered to attack Jesus? He had probably been a part of the crowd that had listened to this new rabbi, perhaps amazed at the authority with which he taught, or at least the fresh approach that Jesus was offering on heart and faith. But when he saw that Jesus was about to leave, he wanted Jesus to get to the bottom line. What was the key part of these teachings that he could take with him and live a new and powerful life? He asks, "Good teacher, what do I have to do to inherit eternal life?" Maybe the man was thinking, what more do I have to do? I'm a good person. I know the rules, the commandments, and I have faithfully kept them. I try to be a good neighbor. I try to do the thoughtful thing. But something is missing. Something keeps me upset. What do I have to do? He was probably looking either for a pat on the back for being a good person, or a shortcut to a complete thing. We can't be sure that the man wanted anything else to do. Maybe all the man wanted was some assurance, a word of praise for being a good, decent, law-abiding person. To hear them in keeping the commandments, all he had to do was to keep up the good work that God was proud of him. But we can't run up to Jesus and interrupt his journey if we don't expect to be challenged. Don't go to God in prayer and not expect the challenge, a push to grow or change in our faith journey. And this, as for the man in the gospel, is sticker shock for the soul. What we have understood as sufficient is only the beginning of something great. The problem is not that the man had done anything wrong. In fact, Mark tells us that Jesus loved the man. After all, he was keeping the law. He was what we would call a good and decent man. Perhaps what Jesus saw was the potential for this man to join the ranks of the disciples, to take the next bold step on the faith journey. Jesus turned the flattery that the man had tried to get Jesus' attention with back on the man. The man had called him good teacher, but Jesus replied, "No one is good but God alone." Jesus wanted the man to see that goodness is not something to obtain, to possess, but rather a goal to see. He was challenging his law of man that he could never be good enough. He was challenging the man's pride. It would appear clear that Jesus didn't want him to repeat the same mistake of which she was guilty at the time of this encounter. Thinking he had lied. Perhaps Jesus saw that prideful front then and had as a feeling of being invincible, that he could be in control of his life and not entrust that control to God. See, the mistake is asking what he could do instead of asking God what God would do in and through him. For when Jesus got to the bottom line with love and compassion, he told him he was only one step away. But the man couldn't take that step. He couldn't trust God enough to give up what he had been blessed with to those not so blessed and to follow Jesus. Those things we think we must have, those things that we think we cannot live without, do we possess them or do they possess us? The challenge to the man was not to cause distress in his life, but to change the focus of his life. It was not to create another thing to check off his job, but to free him from dependency of things he could possess, to grow in his trust in God. Our possessions, our wealth, our things can be obstacles between us and God. It is hard to let go of what we depend upon, to let go of what we think we need to trust in God's grace and providence. We should be very cautious about the source of the advice that there is an easy, not so costly way to completeness in our life and faith. Even to this day, we try what we know is too good to be true. There is no other way around being faced with sticker shock for our soul. God doesn't want to be an afterthought in our lives. He wants us to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. To lead us to grow in our faith, God challenges each of us at the one point we cannot give up. The man who had approached Jesus couldn't let go of what he possessed in order to be possessed by God. He might have pleaded, "Why so much, Lord? Why not allow us to simply say a kind word instead of acting in compassion by helping another? Why not allow each of us simply to put our name on the list, saying we are for God, instead of actually being involved for God?" The man who had felt so much urgency in asking Jesus for the insight he thought would be easy, the man who had just received sticker shock for his answer, probably walked away brokenhearted with his head down in grief. He had come so close, but he had missed the opportunity. Imagine him looking over his shoulder as the little band walked away, through grief with envy, thinking, "I wanted so much to be with them, but I didn't dare take the risk of giving up all I had and trusting God." As a man who couldn't let go to follow Jesus watched the little band walk down the road, he probably thought about Peter, Andrew, John, and James have all dropped their nets and followed Jesus. How Matthew had gotten up from his tax payment to go, but he couldn't take that step of commitment. When Jesus saw what was happening with the man who had been so eager and now was turning away, he warned the disciples of his danger. He warned them that it was difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. He spoke of it being easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich person to enter the kingdom. We don't know what happened to the man who turned away from Jesus. We don't even know his name. If he had accepted the challenge Jesus gave him, he might have been there at Pentecost to stand with Peter, He might have written a gospel like Mark or Luke. He might have been an evangelist like Andrew or a missionary like Paul. But he faded away in history because he could not take that final step. And before we too are taken aback by a sticker shock, listen again to the promise that Jesus makes to us. For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible. Whatever holds us back from making a total commitment to God, let us be willing to deal with it and take that final step to love God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength.